I'm Shanae Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
Blue Wire. You're listening to the Raider Cody Podcast, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
You're going to get everything I got. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Sure. Do it for the man next to you.
Let's go. Let's go, Raiders on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's go get this.
We talk about rebuilding. How do you rebuild? I don't think that Gruden came in to rebuild. I think he came to set his roster on fire.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Welcome to episode 112, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com. Not a good mood right now. Not a good mood at the Raider Cody Podcast. A little disappointed. I don't like seeing 45 points hung up on our football team. Not very good. I spent my weekend hanging out real quick. I spent my weekend hanging out in Pismo Beach with my wife for our 5-year anniversary. Had a good time. Spent 2 nights. No kids. Enjoyable. Breath of fresh air. And then I come back to straight heart attack levels again. Blood pressure through the roof. Man, Raider Nation, let your thoughts out. Let those feelings out. I feel the same. That's what we are. I talked about it last time. After every loss, hey, let those emotions out. That's what we are. We're an emotional fan base. That's what makes Raider Nation so great, is because we love them so much. Absolutely crazy. I do want to give a shout out. I met one guy. It was actually a couple while we're sitting around the fire. Our hotel has these little campfires out in the back, kind of like a little backyard setting. And obviously I'm like wearing Raiders gear, right? There's a Chiefs fan in the chat. Shout out to the Chiefs fan in the chat. Thanks for joining us. And he obviously like noticed I was a Raiders fan and brought up his dad. He's not really like a big football guy. He can't really pick a team. I think he's diehard. I think he's low-key Raiders fan. He just doesn't want to admit it. His wife's a 49er fan. But he actually, his dad had passed away recently this year. And he said that the one thing that he remembers the most about his dad and what he enjoyed the most about his dad was his dad on Sundays and watching the Raiders get him off the couch. Like, no matter what his state of health was, every Sunday the Raiders somehow got him off the couch and got him excited, and he never missed a Raiders game. So that was cool, man. That was cool to hear while we're just on vacation. Shout out to Edgar in the chat. Appreciate the donation. 45 in our house. F everyone on the D-line. Office. Yeah. You know, hanging 45 on us it's not pretty to see. I would like to see the offense do a little bit more. There's a few opportunities that, you know, I think we missed out on. But man, the defense getting 45 hung on them. You can't compete with that. You cannot compete with that. And even all the other wins, this was one of those games where I felt like, you know, the Bucs offense controlled us most of the time. But when it came down to the end of the games that we won, the defense kind of held up. Man, we had like 21 points allowed in the fourth quarter. Yeah, Sue got away with a nut punch. Yeah, saw that. I'm going to try and lighten the mood, though, a little bit this episode because, obviously, Stage Door Casino is a big part of the show. It's something that we love to do whenever we're in Vegas. That's every time I go to Vegas, I'm at Stage Door Casino. And Stage Door Casino is putting up 3 giveaway items. 3, not 1, not 2, but 3. Giveaway items. So first I'm going to be giving away a hat, Raiders hat. It's a little bit different. Culture Kings Raiders hat. Pretty cool. Then we're going to be giving away a Culture Kings Raiders long sleeve shirt. And then we're going to be giving away a Josh Jacobs jersey. Yeah. So we got 3 giveaway items throughout the show. And I'm going to give you a little heads up now. If you want to win those giveaway items, you have to go in the description of this episode and you got to follow the 4 social media accounts that I've listed for Stage Door Casino, because that's what this is brought to you by. I do want to give a quick shout out too, as well, to my guy, Kenny King Jr. Kenny King won't be joining us today. And there's a, there's a lot of messages being held for review because I know everybody's frustrated. It's okay. Kenny King won't be joining us today because he's been, obviously with his mom, and his mom is, battling cancer again, going to defeat cancer for a second time. Stage four in the bones. It's not good. Shout out to my guy, Kenny King. If you're available, prayers up for my guy, KK. And we also have something running for him and his mother. You can go to onenationfoundation.net and a $10 donation buys you a raffle ticket to win an autographed and framed Josh Jacobs jersey. We're giving that away tomorrow. So onenationfoundation.net, every 10 bucks is a ticket. So if you donate 40 bucks, that's four raffle tickets. We're up over, I think, $1,500 right now, and we're going to be giving that away tomorrow. It's another way. We got a lot of giveaway items. Obviously, the mood's down, but we're going to do our best here, Raider Nation, to do some good stuff. See a lot of defense stuff in here. We're going to get into that right now. You know what? We're going to quit messing around. A lot of comments. I want to hit on them throughout the game. But let's go through these game notes. First quarter, right? The Bucs come out, and we hold them to a three and out. You see like an overthrow on Gronk. Defense kind of like maybe has a little momentum. Like we're doing something good, right? Three and out to start the game off. Awesome. Looks good. Raiders get the ball back. Big throw to Nelson Agholor. Nelson Agholor, like low-key, like I feel like is our biggest free agency signing this offseason. Low-key. Like the drops into the game, like I get it. A couple of them are pretty tough, so I'm not going to like completely like hold them to it. But I will say Nelson Agholor, I don't know what to do with my phone here. I'm a mess. We established the run, I felt like. Got Jacobs the ball. You know, he probably had like 10 to 12 rushing yards. Kind of established it. And we put points on the board, 7-0. It was great, right? So then the Bucs come back and they respond, right? They get a big throw to Gronk. They kind of get their passing game established. They kind of look like they're starting to tear apart our defense a little bit. So I'm a little worried. And Tom Brady goes in, quarterback sneak, touchdown, 7-7. So at that point, 7-7, thinking, this can go either way. This can absolutely go either way. We got a little shootout. The Bucs defense was the top defense going into this game. They were allowing the fewest yards per game going into week 7. And our offense was moving the ball on them, just like what we did, like I've said, against the Chiefs, against the Saints. We could move the ball on them. Remind you, we're coming into this game without Trent Brown because Trent Brown, I don't know, I guess decides to have a little fun on his bye week, not wear his tracker, somehow come in contact with the virus and test positive. Because he didn't wear his tracker, offensive line gets no practice all week long. Yeah, not really the smartest thing I think we could do right now. Mood's down right now, Raider Nation. The mood is down. So we come back out, slow start. We get the ball back. And it looks kind of like we're getting stuffed up. John Gruden calls a fake punt. Fake punt, I believe, is Jeff Heath gets the ball, picks up the first down. Okay, we're moving, right? Then there's a big play to Ruggs. And that's what's awesome about Ruggs is he's not just a deep ball guy. He's not just a speedster. He can run routes. He ran this beautiful route, gets the ball in a little out route, goes and picks up like 20 yards, right? Takes us into the second quarter. That almost fumble call. I don't know, man. These freaking refs, dude. I'm so tired of complaining about the refs. I wish I didn't have to. So right now, it's like we're... I mean, Derek clearly throws the ball 10 yards down the field, and they somehow rule it like a fumble. You go watch a replay, clearly incomplete pass. They call it back, incomplete pass. Whatever. We get down, we kick a field goal. 10-7. 10-7. Pretty good football game at the beginning of the second quarter. Shout out to the chat, everybody involved in the chat. I'm keeping up with your comments here. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Number 66. We're going to get into that whenever that happened throughout the game. Bucks get the ball, few short plays, Tom throws a few incomplete passes, punts it. Okay, we're doing good. Raiders get the ball back. All of a sudden, a lot of pressure's coming. Offensive line isn't holding up. We punt it. Not going our way. The Bucs get the ball back. They drive down the field. Tom Brady's starting to pick apart our secondary, and they score. Touchdown. So they're up 10-14, right? And I'm telling you, like, the Raiders' offensive line at this point, going, like, late into the second quarter, like, they're getting worked. They're getting absolutely worked. And I don't know what it is. I feel like Derek was trying to do the best to create space. There was times he was making, like, some really off-balance throws. There was an overthrow down the field at one point to, I believe it was Waller. And that was because basically just, it was, I think, Witten just got, I mean, completely just bull rushed right into DC. He couldn't even plant, couldn't push forward, couldn't lean into the throw, and he couldn't get the ball down the field the way he wanted. So he sailed it a little bit. Man, the pass rush was really getting us, and that's what the Bucs are known for, man. They're known for bringing pressure. This wasn't something new to us. This wasn't something out of the ordinary. Like, it's something we planned for, but that right side of that offensive line just, it's not the same, Trent Brown. It's not the same. Like, what are we going to do here to where, I mean, he finally gets on the field for one time. Like, bro, like, the reason I'm so mad is because we need you, 77. Like, we need you on the field. I'm not mad because you're just some mediocre player and we think we don't need you. I don't think you're overrated. You know what I mean? Like, just figure it out. Like, get your stuff together and be able to get on the field for us. That's all I'm asking. Like, I just want to see you playing because you're good. I feel like there's a point to where we might not even beat the Chiefs had you not been on the field because you played phenomenal. Our offensive line was great being intact. We don't have Richie Incognito. I get it, but Trent Brown, we just want you on the field. Whatever it takes. Like, quit blaming other people. And I don't want to see you get put on the COVID list where you can't play. Your buddy you just hung out with can't play football on his birthday because you're irresponsible not wearing your tracker. And nobody knows what's going on. The entire offensive line couldn't practice all week because you weren't wearing your tracker. Just be more responsible. Take more responsibility. And find a way to get on the football field. Because 77, we need you on the football field. We want to see you play football. And we get excited every time you're out there because you're a good football player. You're just not good at sometimes making choices. And stop the cryptic tweets. That frustrates me. Don't get on Twitter and tweet about things. It's absolutely frustrating. The chat's going wild. So Tom Brady goes down the field and he scores a touchdown before half. Raiders get one play. We're down 10-21 at halftime. Not looking good. Not looking good. Before we get into the second half breakdown, we're going to go ahead and, like I said, make sure you go into, shout out to Van Guy in the chat. I didn't know the whole defense was on quarantine too and missed the whole week of practice. Fire Paul Gunther or this season is pretty much over. I mean, I'm not going to argue anything that you just said. Paul Gunther's definitely on the hot seat. He has been in the entire season. The few wins that they've had, the defense was just able to kind of just hold on enough for us to win the football game. This week, obviously not the case. So before we get in the second half breakdown, we're going to do this giveaway. We're going to give away a Raiders hat. And the way we're going to do this is obviously through Stage Door Casino. So make sure you go down in the description. There's like four links. You got to be following, liking, or subscribe to all of Stage Door's accounts. And I want you to go in the chat right now, and I want you to spam Stage Door Casino in the chat. Spam the chat, and I'm going to pick the winner off of your chat. So whoever's chatting, Stage Door Casino, spam Stage Door Casino, and that's how I'm going to pick the winner here of a Raiders hat. That's how I'm going to do all the winners. So make sure you spam it. I can double check and see who clicked the link, so make sure you double check those. But I will say, man, at halftime, like, the mood was down. The mood for me was just, it was frustrating. What are we going to do? We're going to be able to pick this thing back up. Getting one play. I know we get the ball back at half. What is going to be going on here? Super frustrating. Super frustrating. I see the chat starting to come through. I tell you guys, Stage Door Casino is a spot. November 22nd, we'll be there. November 22nd in Las Vegas. We're going to be doing our thing. Have a live show, watch party. So if you guys are there, if you're planning a trip to Las Vegas, plan your trip to Stage Door Casino. We're going to be having a good time. So I see the chats coming through. We're going to keep it rolling. Keep you guys spamming the chat, Stage Door Casino. My guy John down there, man, I'm telling you, this place is authentic Raider fans. Raider Nation is just oozing out of the walls. We love it. And it's really cool for them to put up some giveaway items, 3 giveaway items. Really awesome. Hat, long sleeve shirt, jersey. Josh Jacobs jersey at that. Gotta love yourself some Josh Jacobs. I want to get into Josh Jacobs a little bit too. So let's pick this winner. This first winner. See you guys spam the Stage Door Casino. And random. Let me double check your stats. And the first winner of the Raider hat is going to be Raider Reggie. So Raider Reggie, make sure you message me on Twitter, Instagram, or Stage Door. Let them know you won the Raiders hat, and we'll get back after it. So getting into the second half of this game. The second half of this game, the Raiders come out, and I don't know what our deal is with illegal formations. Why can't we set up right? And what's weird is, I believe it was on Sam Young, if he was still in the game. I believe it was on, no, it was on Parker. It was on Brandon Parker, I believe. And Gabe Jackson's at right. And Jackson was lined up further back off center than the freaking right tackle was. So whatever. I mean, maybe they were too far back. I don't really care. I get it. But still stupid. I cannot stand that crap. Pre-snap penalties are just the worst. I cannot freaking stand that crap. So 6 plays in that drive, and that ends up in a punt. After that punt, the Bucs get the ball back. 70-yard drive. They eat up like 5 minutes of the clock. They kick a field goal. So they're up 10-24. Still a 2-score game. Still no, you know, not a huge deal. Not looking good for us. But at that point, I had hope, right? So we get the ball back, and we're down 2 scores, 14 points. Shout out to Stage Door. We're down 14 points. Big play to Nelson Agholor. Huge play to Nelson Agholor. And low-key, like I said earlier, probably one of the biggest free agent signings that you'll have. Absolutely insane. And Darren Waller scores a touchdown. National Tight Ends Day, right? I think is what they deemed it. So it's cool. Like, we're kind of back in this game, 17-24. Then, after that touchdown, Gabe Jackson gets ejected. Does anybody want to try and explain in the chat why Gabe Jackson got ejected? Because I sure can't think of anything. I didn't see anything he did. Would they get involved in a little scuffle? I've never seen something so flat out ridiculous. I've never seen something so flat out ridiculous by the refs in my life. I'm so sick and tired of talking about the refs. But how do you eject this guy? Like, we're already down our right tackle, and then you go and eject our right guard for what? Like, it was like a little, like, pile up on the offensive line. He kind of, like, shuffles them off, and I've never seen something so ridiculous in my life. Jackson got ejected because he plays for the Raiders. That's probably the most viable explanation I've seen or can understand, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Gabe Jackson should not have been ejected in this football game. There's no reason at all. Yeah, he got ejected because the Raiders were 4 points away. We were 1 score away, 7 points. What the heck? Frustrating. Absolutely frustrating. So after that ejection, Bucks had a big time. We got a big time stop on the Bucks. 3 and out, they punt it. We get the ball back. We go down and we kick a field goal. And this was a time where I didn't think that we should have kicked a field goal. I really don't think we should have kicked a field goal. There's not a single part of me that thinks that we should have kicked a field goal right there. I mean, hey, whatever. We got points on the board. Cool, we got to 20. But that's if you're trusting your defense. And at that time, like, our defense wasn't really holding on to much. Like, cool, yeah, maybe we forced a punt on the drive before, but that's not enough to not go for it on fourth down. See someone in the chat. Can you talk about the Mullen pass interference call? The Mullen pass interference call was a pass interference call. It was a pass interference call. A little chintzy, I get it. That little grab, I get it. But I believe it was a pass interference. I feel like that was Mullen because he bit. You got to grab him because at that point you're saving 6 points. And it was pretty close. I mean, if not 6 points, you're saving a big play. So he grabs him, whatever, 8 yards in or 5 yards in, and it saves a 20-plus yard play. So I think that was a good play just by Mullen. I feel like Mullen had a great game despite that. I'm not going to put that on the refs. But the one thing I will put on the refs again is the Paul Gunther or not the Paul Gunther. Yeah, the Paul Gunther, but the Gabe Jackson ejection. That's a bunch of crap. Cody. Fred in the chat says, Cody, I don't like Brady. I don't like Brady either. I don't like Brady either. Yeah, so what? He has a good game. He's still washed. I don't freaking care. Still pisses me off. So after that, we go down. Tom Brady gets the ball back for that fourth down and converts a freaking third and 13. How many dang third and longs? Like third and way too long. Third and 10, you shouldn't be able to convert a third and 10. When we get into third and 10, it's a wrap. Like, it's very rare that we convert a third and long, and as it is for a lot of teams. But the Bucs get a third and 13. They dump it off to Fournette. He gets 10 yards, and our guys are just sitting at the first down marker, hoping he's just going to fall down in front of the first down marker. What kind of play calling is that? Get up and get aggressive. I'm so tired of us getting soft and sitting back and, like, waiting for the play to come to us, and hopefully we'll make the stop just in time of the first down marker. Like, get up there. Keep playing aggressive. Don't just change your scheme and get soft. I get so sick of that crap. Quit getting soft. So stupid. That's where Paul Gunther, that's why he's on the hot seat right now. That's why he's on the hot seat. Just a little dump off on third and 13. They pick up the first down because our guys are what? Trained to be just waiting. Let's sit and see if he falls down. Let's hope we can make a stop right at the first down marker after 13 yards. It's so frustrating. Quit being soft, Paul Gunther. Quit turning this defense into being soft. We finally get the players and the personnel and the personalities on our defense to get a little fired up and get a little energy. Shout out to the chat. Sheesh, man. I'm telling you. To Ace Kane. Appreciate the donation. I was going to be in Vegas for this game, but I got moved. Raiders had a chance until the third quarter. What's up with Trent? He's effing up. Yeah, man. I mean, I just want to see him on the field. I appreciate the donation, man. I just want to see him on the field. I don't really know. Like, I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of the details. Just play some dang football. That's why we paid you. I've never seen somebody have so many issues to be on the field as of recent as Trent Brown. It's frustrating. Just play some football. I don't care. No excuses. Quit blaming others. Get off Twitter. I'm pissed, guys. Sorry. I'm pissed. The emotions are coming out right now because this is a game I wanted to win. Shout out to Raider Reggie. Happy to be winner of the hat. I'm so frustrated over the game, but this made my day better. I'll continue to support your channel. Appreciate you, Reggie. Yeah, that's just the first giveaway. Stay tuned. We're going to be giving away a long sleeve shirt. And shortly, we're going to be talking to actually the operations manager of Stage Door Casino, John. I'll be calling in to him pretty soon. So after that third and 13, they go down, they score a touchdown. Derek throws a ball, goes off the fingertips of Nelson Aguilar, gets picked. Okay, that's fine. I mean, whatever. Like, this point, shoot, it's freaking 20-31. It was kind of like last ditch effort. Nelson Aguilar had a few drops in there. He was under a lot of pressure. He made the throw, got it on the hands, gets picked. Okay, so then the Bucs drive down, they score a touchdown. I can tell you every time after this, the Bucs touch the ball, they drove down, they score a touchdown, right? So the Raiders go, four plays and out. Derek takes a huge shot on fourth down. You guys remember that. Turnover on downs. Bucs get the ball, drive down, and score a touchdown. Man, I wish our defense could make a stop at some point. 21 points in the fourth quarter. It was a 24-20 game. 24-20 at some point. We had a chance. We're in it. And, man, we just let it get away. Frustrating. Like I said, this is a game that was marked on my calendar, and I wanted to see a big win. Big, big win. I cannot stand Tom Brady. Absolutely pisses me off. So, I don't know, man. That's what I got for this right now. That's what I got for this game breakdown. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to John from Stage Door Casino. So, be right back. Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to give you the most important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. So right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates you will see fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. Football is in full swing. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on the action this season with opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so joining me live right now from Stage Door Casino, our man, John. What is going on, brother?
Oh, just licking my wounds after that loss. Good grief. That was brutal.
It's rough, isn't it? I don't really know, like, what else to even get from this. We go into this thing, you know, like, I feel like we're coming in hot, but we take this bye week, we get some humps in our road with Trent Brown and this COVID situation, and we came out, I felt like we still, you know, put up a fight. I felt like the team looked good. What the heck went wrong, John?
I don't know. You know, in the bar today, everybody blamed Trent Brown. So every time we had a bad call, a bad play, a mistake, everybody just said, it's Trent Brown's fault. So that's what we're doing in Vegas. We're blaming Trent Brown for everything.
You know, that's all it takes, man. We're a football team, and you know, and it's right. The ultimate team right. Sport. And whenever you have that one guy, that one bad apple, we had it last year. Luckily, we cut him loose before the game was over, or before the season started, should I say. And having Trent Brown out there kind of just, I don't want to say screwing off, but not taking responsibility and not making it a priority to be on the football field, that's all it takes to kind of throw off that rhythm right there. So definitely disappointing. But, John, we are doing some giveaways, man. We already Raider Reggie won the hat, and we got the long sleeve and the jersey coming up, man. So you gave away some stuff, too, at your place tonight, right?
Yeah. We gave away a jersey. We gave away a hat. We gave away a long sleeve. Everybody that came in got a Raider Modelo bottle opener. We gave away some beads, some glasses. I mean, it was a good day. It was a good day. All in all, you know, we had a lot of fun. We didn't get the W, but we still had a good time. That's what Raider Nation is about.
Exactly. And that's why every time you're in Vegas, no matter what, it doesn't matter if I'm doing a show there or not, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on at Stage Door Casino in Las Vegas every single game day. Home games, away games, doesn't matter. Shout out to the chat, Van Guy. 3rd and 13 and players sitting back really confused. This really isn't the only game we've done this. This is a coaching problem. And yes, I believe that. I think Paul Gunther's almost set a record now for 3rd and long conversions. And I don't even know what to even think of this. Like, that was a time for us to get off the field. That was after we decided to kick the field goal instead of going for it. And I get it. Maybe we should have went for it on 4th down. But just make, like, that was the John thinking. Like, yeah, he trusts his defense. Like, forgive him, I feel like, for trusting his defense to go out there and put him in a 3rd and 13 situation and not convert. That's frustrating, because had they just made a simple stop, it was right there in front of him. He dumped it off. He had 10 yards to run. Had they made that stop, the John Gruden field goal call, putting the ball back in the offense's hands, and I felt like we probably could have made something out of it, that gets all thrown out the toilet. John, I'm frustrated.
I agree. Yeah, it's just a bad game all around. So there definitely needs to be some changes, you know, whether it's player personnel or coaching or whatever. I'm not qualified to say, but they've got to find something and correct it and put a better product on the field.
Yeah, I'm not qualified to say either, but I will say Nick Kwiatkowski's kind of been, like, I think the glue, the little bit of glue that's been on this defense, making us somewhat tick at times. But, man, just the secondary. I mean, I get it. We're beat up. I get it. Like, you know, there's a part of me that sees what's going on. No Arnett. seeing Nevin Lawson getting picked on almost every other play, it seemed like, on the ball. If there's a ball going down the field, you could almost guarantee it was going to be on Nevin Lawson. And seeing Jeff Heath and Eric Harris trying to manage a safety duo that they haven't had until, what, Wednesday? That was the first time they probably played together. So we need Jonathan Abram back. Maybe get some, you know, Jeff Heath obviously worked in there with him because I feel like Heath's been playing pretty decent. And hopefully get Arnett back in the next, if not this week, but the week after. And, man, I mean, we started clicking at times, but I'm not really sure. But, John, what is on the agenda for the next couple games over there at Stage Door? What can we expect?
You know, just a good time. You know, good time. We're going with the Browns, and then, you know, we'll see what we do after that. But expect some giveaways. Expect more shots. I think today, after every touchdown, we did a shot of fireball, free shot of fireball. So plenty of people got Raider wasted today. But, you know, that's how we roll. We had a couple birthdays today. That's how we roll at Stage Door. So, you know, come out, have a good time, cheer for the team, and,
Yeah, and be ready for November 22nd. November 22nd, we're going to have a huge watch party there.
November 22nd.
And if you got a plan, if you're only planning one game to get to Vegas, that's going to be the one game that I ask you to try and get there for, because Stage Door, man, they get packed out. Get there early. I'm going to keep saying this. I told everybody during the home opener, get there early. People are showing up at noon with a line, and they're a little frustrated. I'm like, well, hey, I told you. I tried to warn you.
Yeah, we had people showing up at 1 o'clock for the game, and that's not going to work, but.
That
Hey, shout out to Gorillarilla. It was his birthday today, so happy birthday to Gorillarilla.
Yeah.
And he came out here and he had a good time in Las Vegas as well. So we didn't, like I said, we didn't get the W, but we still had a good time.
Good stuff. John, as soon as you get off this line, I'm going to be giving away the long sleeve shirt. But man, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate our relationship, bro, and we'll see you soon.
All right, take care.
That'll do it. So in the chat, spam Stage Door Casino. We're going to be giving away the long sleeve shirt. Long sleeve shirt to one lucky winner. 21 points in the fourth quarter, though, man. It's frustrating. What do you see out of Paul Gunther? What do you see out of Paul Gunther? And that's the aggravating part, in my opinion. I think I might have missed a super chat back here. Let me see if I can back it up a little bit. Yeah, KC. There's no way Gunther called that game against Kansas City. We didn't play good at all today. Total 180 from last week. What happened? KC, appreciate the comment in the super chat. That's a good question. What happened? I mean, maybe the personnel. It could be, you know what I mean? It could play a little thing in it. I'm not going to, you know, completely just like give them like, you know, not going to try and come up with like a scapegoat here, but I don't know, man. Like, and it's not surprising. It's not like our defense, like, at times is phenomenal. Even against Kansas City, like, there was just a few of those drives where we came in clutch. And this week, we just didn't have those few drives where we came in clutch. We had like two good stops. But we needed that a lot more. A lot more. So that just didn't work for us. Simon SC in the chat. Gunther needs to go. Was not aggressive enough. Tom Brady is old and fragile. Shake him for the win. And we just couldn't get any pressure. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know, guys. I literally have no answers. I have no answers for what we're doing here. Literally, Stage Door Casino in the chat. I love it. We're going to pick this winner right now. And let me double check your... Cool. Qualified. Mr. Ruiz. Mr. Ruiz in the chat. You've won a Raiders long sleeve shirt by Culture Kings. Make sure you DM me or Stage Door Casino on Twitter or Instagram, and you will you'll win. You'll get that long sleeve shirt shipped to you. John will take care of you. In the chat again, Daniel, we need a defense or a better supporting cast for the offense. I agree, man. I absolutely agree. I feel like something like this isn't very deserving, just because it's a loss. I'm still going to do it week in and week out, and a standout player that I find. As being a dude, that was fun to watch this week. And for me, you know what? Let's hold on. Let's do this the right way. Let's do this the right way. Like I said, although we took a loss, I'm really excited with this free agency pickup and who I felt stood out the most in the Raiders versus Bucks football game. And my lights out player of the game this week, despite the drops, despite the two or three drops that he had at the end of the game, I'm going to say it's Nelson Agholor. And Nelson Agholor for me has been exceptional. A guy that's coming out, he's outplaying really the rest of the wide receiver room. I love Henry Ruggs and the talent and the threat that he brings, but Nelson Agholor is coming in and kind of proving to be like almost a go-to target. Derek's looking at him more than he's looking at Waller or Ruggs or anybody for that matter. Even if Bryan Edwards, I felt like, was put back in, and I felt like he wasn't being rushed back just because of Nelson Agholor. And even if he was healthy, and even if Bryan Edwards could have played this week, he's going to be battling for snaps with Nelson Agholor. Like I said, you know, the drops, whatever, it's going to happen. There's a couple of them in there. Real, real shifty, real awkward, but he's made some huge catches. So hopefully now that he can, you know, like readjust and get out of his own head, because I don't want this thing to be a mental thing. I want Nelson Agholor to know that he's played great and that he can get back out there and make those huge plays for us, because Nelson Agholor has been our best wide receiver on this football team. So yeah, that's my lights out player of the game. I see in the comments, get real Raider Cody. Brady was a fun player to watch. I don't know about you guys. I don't see the opposing team playing well and thinking it's fun. But that's just me. So let's... Raider Nation. I'm a big Nelson Agholor fan. Probably one of the biggest free agency pickups that we've had this year. Like, by far. So... probably by far, I would say Nelson Agholor was the biggest. Oh, man. We're going to take some callers here in just a minute. Some live callers. I know you guys love that kind of stuff.
Raider Nation, football season is upon us. And due to quarantine, it's very possible that you might have Robert Gallery's haircut in your pants. And that's why our partners at Manscaped have partnered with us to make sure you don't gamble on shaving your balls the same way that you gamble on football. So when it comes to men's hygiene, Manscaped is as good and safe as Josh Jacobs in a PPR league. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man because of their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology. Your nicks and snags will be reduced, and this is the perfect protection you needed for your franchise quarterback. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof. Yeah, and it's got an LED light on it too. Game changer right there. No one likes an ungroomed set of feet, fingers, and most importantly, balls. That's why they have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with a new and improved Lawnmower Performance boxer briefs and a travel bag for you to use when we're done quarantining, and some other liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver. Yeah, a little deodorant down there. Or the Crop Reviver. Little last minute spritzer, get it smelling good down there. The ladies love it. So for a limited time, subscribers get not one, but two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, which is a $39 value, and the patented high-performance anti-chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RaiderCody at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code RaiderCody. It's time to give your testies the absolute besties with Manscaped.
Have it. Visit Manscaped, man. Good friends at Manscaped. So, like I said, we're gonna be taking some callers here. Let's pop this number up on the screen. There it is. If you're listening to the post-produced podcast, there's a number on the screen during the live chat. I only take live callers now. And let's see, taking our first live caller in here. Caller, state your name. Where are you calling from?
Raider Spawn out of Virginia.
Virginia, what do you think about this game, man? A little wild. Not the outcome we wanted, but what are your thoughts?
Hey, I called you, I think it was week two or three. I think it was the Bills game, about these third downs. They just sit back there. I said it on the show. They sit back there and wait. There is nobody in anyone's face. Let receivers run all over the field. They're just doing whatever they want. I'm just done. I'm sick of it. We need to draft a right tackle, and the rest needs to be defense. Like, this defense is a joke.
Yeah, that's like a frustrating problem. Yeah. Go ahead.
Gunther is the problem, but the players out there outside of Abram, Nick, and freaking Mullen, they're all soft.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. It's like a two player defense. And I don't know what it is. That's the frustrating part with Brady. It's like he's out there throwing to just wide open guys all the time. Everybody's lost.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how you can go from the second half of KC game to this. Like, there's never any consistency with this team on defense, on the defensive side. Been watching since 95. Our best defense was back in, you know, early 2000s. After that, it's been the same defense every year.
Yeah. No, dude, I completely
agree.
And
then people want to blame Carr. You can't win games if your defense is giving up an average of like 40 points a game. Yeah. Only one to do that is like Breeze, and that's very rare.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to blame Carr. I don't understand it.
Yeah, top 5 offense, bottom 5 defense. I think it's easy to see, you know, kind of where to point the blame. Virginia, I appreciate you calling in, man. Maybe we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
State your name, man. Where are you calling from?
Edgar from Texas.
Texas, what's going on, man?
I was watching this game, man, and then I was getting hyped, and then, of course, everything goes downhill with these ref calls, man. Like, how do you go from Trayvon Mullen getting, like, a little hip touch, and then that was a PI, but then you get a hold call, like no PI call from I forgot who it was. Holding Nelson Aguilar,
yeah.
And then the late hit with Derek Carr,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Ndamukong Suh, whatever you say his name, I don't really know. The dirty player that always comes through and wants to take cheap shots, and yeah, that was definitely a cheap shot, man. Definitely a cheap shot. Even you know, you go back and you look at the fumble, the almost fumble, I guess they called it a fumble from Derek, and then Suh ran it back. Call, I mean, pretty much like was like hands to the face. I don't really know. I don't really understand what was going on here in this football game, referee wise. The Gabe Jackson thing kind of just determined it for me, taking the reins and deciding to throw a guy out of the game for something that was really nonchalant is beyond me, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That when I was carefully seeing, like, okay, what did Gabe Jackson do? And he didn't do anything. He just put his hands on a person that was on the field. But, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, that's what I was like, are you kidding? This is probably one of the worst officiating calls I've seen in a long time. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, if the refs even had eyeballs. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea what happened. We were 20, it was 24-20, and then all of a sudden it was 45-20 before, like, I just, like, when someone came back, I was like, what the fuck just happened? I don't know. You know, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, it was such, I went from like super happy. Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, people are criticizing Gruden for like the field goals and stuff. And I was watching, and I'm watching your show right now. And like, yeah, people are, you criticize for the field goal and stuff. I mean, but I mean, even if we did get the field goal, it would have been, what is it? Oh, that's what put 24-20.
Yeah.
And then we would have, if the season stepped up, which they sort of did. I mean, with that 3-13 and then with that Mike Evans pass. Yeah. I mean, if we would have stopped them, then it would have been a 3-point game. If the offense, which I mean, I believe in the offense because Derek Carr is an amazing quarterback and people just, they doubt him for some reason. Even though I've been watching them since 2015, right? It's coming in, he's always producing for us.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, the defense and the ball comes there just needs to go.
Yeah.
And then I was also thinking, like, what if the players aren't playing to their capabilities because they see that one comes there isn't what they're. It's basically like, hey, we don't want him here. I don't know. That might be a little dear for me, but hey, who knows, right? Like, it's just a game that we should have won. Just like we should have won against the Bills, and then we should have a game we should have won in Patriots. I mean, it's a Super Bowl contending team.
I agree. Hey, but when we make those mistakes, man, I don't know what's going on with us.
I don't really know what's going on with us, man.
It's frustrating where it's kind of hot and cold. One week we're looking good, the next week we're struggling. So, yeah, caller, I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to take this next one.
Thank you, Raider Cody.
Yes, sir. Next caller calling in. State your name. Where are you calling from? What's going on?
Matt, I'm calling from Minnesota, but also born in Vegas. I pretty much just want to echo the same sentiment, just that, like, Paul Gunther needs to go, and I honestly place this loss on Trent Brown, because I think Trent Brown has killed the momentum to everything.
Yeah. That's all it takes, man. It takes one person.
Oh, yeah. And I messaged you on Twitter earlier. I actually made a change.org petition for firing Paul Gunther and Trent Brown. If you could share that on your Twitter, I would greatly appreciate
that's
that.
That's funny. Yeah, I might do that. I'll take a look at it. I you know, that's the thing, is it's hard on me. I'm really frustrated right now, and I'm going to kind of endorse things like that, but I hate seeing guys losing their jobs. I hate seeing guys that, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say it's bigger than football kind of thing, but it kind of is, and it sucks. It sucks because we want the team that we have now that we've seen give us some good moments this year, like against Kansas City and against the Saints. It's cool to see that squad do good. Then during the losses, it's like, you know, then you want to talk about the issues. They're easily hidden during the wins. We don't feel the need to talk about them, but during a loss, you know, I'm not afraid to, and it's getting just a little frustrating because I felt like that offense wasn't that good, and we should have been able to shut them down.
Exactly, and what kills me is when you have a good. It's fair to say if our roster and defense is bad, Paul Gunther is okay, but when you have the roster that we have, there's zero excuse for how bad they're playing. I'm not saying they're like a top 10 defense on roster. I'd say maybe top 15 with the players we have, but for how poorly you're playing with what you have, there's zero excuse.
Yeah. Like,
Paul should have been fired up at the Patriots game, honestly. Give Rod a shot and we could hire Wade Phillips. But it's like, Trent Brown, I feel like with his actions, we could get rid of him like how we got rid of Antonio Brown through, you know, conduct detrimental to the team. We should just get rid of him, hire somebody, and just be done with it.
It is frustrating. I mean, I get that point of it, like just to try and cut ties. But the sad part is, like, we're seeing what we're dealing with today, and we don't have an answer at right tackle. Like, there's nobody there. Like, what are we going to do? Trust me, I'm just as frustrated as everybody else with Trent Brown, but in my opinion, cutting him isn't going to do us any good. Like, I want to see him on the field, and it sucks. Like, maybe we only get him 8 games out of the year, but it's like, shoot, we got to have something. Like, it's frustrating me because I just know it. I know he's a good player, and I know he's talented, and I just want to see him play some football, and that's the frustrating part. I don't see, you know, I guess there's always that contract clause that you can pull and say, you know, yeah, like you said, you know, detrimental to the team, and you can cut ties and, you know, lose the guaranteed money, whatever. But I don't see that helping us. Like, okay, maybe we could quit paying the bad apple, but it's not going to – it doesn't help us. You know what I mean? Him not being on the field is what hurts us the most.
I think that good guy the guy that got injured before Parker came in, he is good.
Sam Young. Yeah, he does okay. Yeah.
Nevin Lawson needs to go too. Like, I don't understand why he hasn't been benched yet. It like truly baffles me.
Yeah, I'd like to see Isaiah Johnson get some more snaps too. I agree with you. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to take the next caller.
Ain't no problem.
Caller, state your name. 559. Where are you calling from? What's going on?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Ivan the Great.
Ivan the Great, bro, the moderator calling in. What is going on, dude?
I had to get in on this, bro. I'm just frustrated for today's game.
Yeah, me too. Me too. What's frustrating for you, bro?
Like, Pauly G for sure. Like, I had pretty high hopes for this defense going into the season.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan, like, a few of Abram, and I liked how the linebacker core was coming along. Defensive line, I thought I was going to step up big, but in seeing today's game was just frustrating.
Yeah,
I know next week would be definitely a good game to bounce back. You have Baker Mayfield, who loves to turn the ball over, and you're going to have a pretty pissed off Jonathan Abram coming in for missing this week's game.
Yeah,
I know for sure he wanted to be out there today, yeah. But man,
I hopefully we can go in against Baker Mayfield and cause some turnovers, because I felt like that we could have capitalized maybe on Tom Brady even. Like, he's been throwing some pick sixes in his last handful of games, and we're out there making him look like prime Aaron Rodgers, and it's frustrating. Absolutely frustrating.
I had this game on the calendar. I was hoping to have a different outcome. Like, I had Jonathan Aaron with a pick and at least a sack, and this defense bullying Tom Brady. I was hoping to see it, but man, I never got to, got
I'm
to see
telling
it.
You. I'm telling you, man. Rough game. Ivan the Great, I appreciate you calling in. I'm actually going to make you my last caller, man. So that was a good way to wrap it up, bro. I appreciate you, and I want you to get back in the chat now and take care of the crazies for me.
I for sure appreciate it.
See you, man. See ya. Okay, so that's going to do it right now. Done taking callers for now. We're going to take a little quick break. All these quick breaks. We've got a lot of things to get through here, and we're going to be bringing in our good buddy, Eddie Bersili. So let's go ahead and shift on over. Eddie Bersili, my buddy, the most honorary guest of this show and executive producer of NFL SiriusXM's radio station. Eddie, what's going on, man?
Dude, what is going on? What a disaster of a football game that was, huh?
45 points in our own house? That's something you never want to see, right?
I mean, what the hell happened? I mean, literally, the doors got blown off this football team in the second half. What an embarrassing performance again by this defense. There's no other way to put it, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, the blame. I don't even know like where to put it. Yeah, we didn't have Jonathan Abram. You know, whatever. Arnett's not back yet. But how? Just the third and 13 play alone, I think, just kind of just blows the top off of things. And how do you allow that?
I just you know what it is. Someone texted me after the game. The defense was gutless today. And to be honest, besides for the Chiefs game last week where they played it with their hair on fire, the defense plays gutless every single week. Now, everybody's been tweeting me like crazy. Is it scheme or is it personnel? You could blame the scheme all you want. You could blame that they played a soft zone and Gunther rushes four. But at some point, someone's got to stand up and make a play on this defense. At some point, someone's going to have to set the tone with a fumble or an interception or a sack. Brady stood back there forever. He has no mobility. They were after Mahomes like crazy last week. This week, they just don't get to the quarterback. They're never near the quarterback. It's unbelievable that they don't even trip and fall into a sack once in a while.
It doesn't make any sense to me, Eddie. Eddie Bersili calling in on the Stage Door Casino Hotline. Make sure you guys stick around because we're still giving away a Josh Jacobs jersey after this phone call. But, Eddie, I don't get it. I mean, let's go back. Let's turn it over and let's look at the offensive side of the ball. I think it took a little bit for them to maybe get going. We made it a football game, obviously, you know, kind of in the second half. But then it just kind of got away from us, and I felt like we just kind of like lost our mojo. My number one question is, what's going on, and why can't Josh Jacobs get involved more in a like featured role and be a little bit, I don't know, like why can't we get creative with it? I see us doing these like fake play action, like, you know, maybe like a kind of like an option with jet sweeps. You see Henry Ruggs running across, but we never hand the ball off. We never get those little sweeps. So it's like, I feel like we're not getting creative enough in the run game, and it's really hurting Josh Jacobs in this offense.
I just think, well, too, let's give credit to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have they have the best run defense in the league. So let's give credit where credit's due. They battled Jacobs up, but you're right. Look, you have playmakers, and I tweeted about it again today with Ruggs too. If you have guys that are difference makers, that are game changers, like Henry Ruggs, like Josh Jacobs, the ball needs to be in their hands all the time. There needs to be things where they get the ball in space. And all the runs today for Jacobs were just up the middle, up the middle, up the middle. Sometimes coaches, you know, they just get so hard-headed and they're like, listen, we're going to run the ball this way. They have to stop us. Instead, Jacobs in space is a different type of player when he gets out in the open field. You know, give him a little swing route, like you said. Give him a couple of different things. But it just seemed like they just wanted to force the run up the middle. It's just, yeah, if it doesn't work, it's not there today. And you have to get these guys involved. Josh Jacobs needs to touch the ball more. Henry Ruggs needs to touch the ball more.
Yeah.
Like, these should be the focal points of your offense. And I'm not blaming the offense. But, again, like you said, the offense is tasked every week with having to score 30-plus points a game to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a position that they should be in because, again, you can't run the ball. You can't do time, run out the clock with a defense that gives up this many points. It's just, it doesn't work.
I agree. This freaking offense, man. I mean, I feel like they're doing good. I feel like we're in a way finally experiencing something that's been, I think, even better than almost 2016. I feel like we have that firepower. Of course, there's this little bad apple that's sitting over there at right tackle. And I honestly believe, and I want to know your thoughts on this, that's all it takes is things like this to kind of like derail the team morale, like the locker room. Like, they got to make sure they keep their sights set straight. But it seems like number 77 isn't so much about the team, and he's kind of just playing like a, not really a poor me, but blame everybody else. I just want to see the dang dude on the football on the football field. How do you feel, Eddie?
Well, that's exactly how I feel too. But again, like you said, it's always a story with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was the 7th round draft pick, fought his way up, became a really good player, and got paid. And ever since he's gotten paid, it seems like he doesn't have the motivation to get on the field. But when he's on the field, he's like the ultimate tease because he's so dominant at his position.
Yeah.
But he's never on the field. When his contract's over, he's not even going to play, you know, probably half the games that he's suit up for. So he's really the ultimate tease right tackle. Look, I'm not going to question. These guys are out there giving their bodies and stuff. You hate to question guys with injury stuff because the injury stuff, you don't want to call out a man, like a guy's manhood.
Yeah.
But the guy doesn't seem like he takes, look, everybody in the NFL is dealing with this COVID stuff. He obviously went out on the bye week. I don't want to wish the disease on anybody, but he gets the disease. He brings it back. He's around teammates. He's not wearing his tracking device. Someone in that locker room needs to step up as a leader, as a veteran, and say, dude, enough is enough. You're either on this team and with us, or get the hell off.
Yeah.
Because you know John Gruden, if Trent Brown wasn't as good as he was, John Gruden would have ran this dude out of town months ago. Because he doesn't put up with guys that don't practice, that don't love the game, that type of stuff. So if Trent Brown wasn't as good as he was, I think he'd be out of there. He needs to either figure out how to get back on the field, or if this team matters to him. If not, just ship him out, because you don't need that type of thing around a young football team.
I agree. I'm 100% with you. We got to figure it out. Obviously, we're not better with him off the field, so he just needs to, you know, saddle up, take responsibility, and get out there and play some football. Now, I want to switch this things back. I want to switch things back over. You know, we'll wrap this thing up. It'll be a pretty quick phone call because, for me, I'm getting, man, it's been a little over an hour talking about this football game, and I'm getting pissed off the more I talk about it. But I want to try and flip it over and look at the, you know, glass half full a little bit, and the fact that we just got through the Buccaneers, a team that was really hot after, I mean, beating the Saints was big. We go through those two losses, we come and we beat the Chiefs. That team was really heating up. This Bucs team is really heating up. Yeah, we lost grip of this football team in the fourth quarter, but now we're kind of going into a span of some football teams that I feel like we can kind of hopefully gain a little bit of momentum back. You know, playing the Browns, Chargers, Broncos. We got like a 3-game stretch, 2 division rivals, where we can get our mojo back, getting Jonathan Abram back, maybe getting Trent Brown back, maybe getting Damon Arnett back. We might have a full-blown football team. Richie Incognito coming back soon. We could have a full football team here pretty soon, and we could hopefully just be able to erase a game like this out of our memory, worry about the Bucs in the playoffs. What do you think about this football team going forward?
I want to be glass half full. I really do. I'm all aboard on the offense, and I'm all about getting these guys back healthy. But, Cody, I mean, you can't compete with the defense that they throw out there every single week. These guys, if you're not going to get near the quarterback, any quarterback in the National Football League, Baker Mayfield threw 5 touchdown passes today. He was against the Bengals, but he still threw 5 touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield will sit back there and pick us apart. These quarterbacks will pick us apart. Something has to change on the defense.
Oh, I lost him. I think I lost him. Eddie Bersili. So, I guess we're going to give away the Josh Jacobs jersey now. So, get in the chat. There's going to be one lucky winner here in this Josh Jacobs jersey giveaway. And it's going to be one of you guys in the chat. Make sure you go down in the description. Follow all 4. Follow, subscribe, like, whatever you got to do to all 4 of those accounts. Make sure you can make that happen. Unfortunately, we somehow dropped Eddie Borsili's call. I'm not really sure how that happened, but we're going to wrap it up anyways. And we're going to give away this jersey. So spam in the chat, Stage Door Casino. Spam Stage Door Casino. Spam it, spam it, spam it, spam it. And I'm going to pick a winner off of your comments. I will say this game is very frustrating. I'd like to see us do some more in the future. I'd like to see us do some more in the future on defense. I'd like to see us make some moves. I'd like to see Marinelli maybe get more involved. I'm not really sure what the answer is going to be here for defense. But something's got to change. Something absolutely has to change. It's not going to work. Stage Door Casino in the chat. Stage Door Casino is the go-to spot in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm not sure who keeps calling, but I'm not taking any more phone callers right now. So no more phone calls, of course. I'm telling you. Who wants a Josh Jacobs jersey? If you cannot, if you do not win this, like I said, again, Kenny King's mother is dealing with a battle again with cancer. You can visit OneNationFoundation.net for a second chance to win a Josh Jacobs jersey. $10 for a raffle ticket. Every $10 is another raffle ticket, and you can go in, and winner is going to be picked tomorrow. That is an autographed Josh Jacobs jersey framed up. Again, whoever keeps trying to call, please stop calling because I'm not taking any more phone callers. So, winner in the chat, William Simpson. William Simpson, winner in the chat. Make sure you DM me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or Stage Door Casino. Let them know that you won. Let me know that you won the Josh Jacobs jersey. Congratulations. So that's how we're going to wrap up the show. Obviously, a little not the energy that we wanted. Not the energy I wanted at all. But we're going to make the best of it. We're 3-3. We're still there. We're right on the hinges of being able to do something with ourselves. It's just putting things back together, getting more guys back healthy, getting our crap together, getting things set up. I mean, just put it together, guys. How hard is that? Get a little bit more creative on offense, get a little bit more aggressive on defense, and see if we can make something out of this football team. It's getting frustrating, I'm telling you. Raider Nation, that's going to do it for episode 112. Raiders are 3-3. Tampa Bay Buccaneers decided to come in and do something, but we'll worry about them again, like I said, in the playoffs. There's going to be a bigger there's going to be bigger games ahead, and hopefully this football team can make something out of that. It's all good. Make adjustments, get better, get back out there next week, and let's beat the Cleveland Browns. So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, hit those bell notifications, and stay up to date. I appreciate you all, you guys, for tuning in. If you guys sit here and tune in after a loss, I salute you guys, man. That's diehard Raider Nation. It's what we do. Win, lose, or tie. Raiders till we die. I love that stuff. So appreciate you guys for tuning in, sticking through this thing with me. And I'll see you guys for the next video. Peace.